dad was born 17th of October, 18th, Georgia. And he died in Lawrence, South Carolina, 7th of October, 1946. I was born near Woodville, Georgia, down on 1917. And it was a cold November night. That was November the 28th. And from what I can remember, there was a doctor. I don't can't remember whether it was Dr. Gilden or Dr. Nash came when I was born. He was born at home. I was born at home. And some of Mama's sister came down, and probably her mother stayed with her. Her mother came down probably for the she was born, and then one of her sisters stayed with her while she Mama needed some help. And my dad was evidently working hauling lumber from the woods into the place in Woodville. Woodville, down on the creek, was about, I'd say, four and a half or five miles from Woodville. And Pappy Tingle's house was on the road down to where we lived on the creek. And the house was probably built on Pappy Tingle on the ground, and probably this son's built the house there on the creek, and where we lived for two different times. I don't remember too much first while we lived there, because in the meantime, my dad, then he, I was going to get a farm in Lingalong, and so we moved down there, and that's where Edith was born, and my sister next to me, and then he was going to farm grow cotton. I think I've told you the story before on the other one, but that was the year in around the early 20s that the boll weevil came and wiped out the crop, and a lot of farmers lost their what they had on their farm during that time. I was around in the 20s. And so then I assumed that my dad moved back down to Lingalong. And then that was there I remember my first Easter, Edith and myself. She was probably about a year old, and maybe I was three. And my mother and dad, they had a picket fence built around the house, and so was a little yard. My mother and dad, they put out some Easter eggs. And we got up on Easter morning, it was a light snow, and we looked for the Easter eggs in the snow, which was fun at that time. And then I also remember my dad growing some hay, and you probably grew growing on the bottom where he and it's probably his brothers built a blind ditch, maybe probably before I was born, so they could drain the bottom land and use it. And then I remember when they had a barn below the house you could see, and then slightly downhill, and I remember my dad bringing in a load of hay, and he let me ride in with him. I remember that day. And then my dad was working off someplace while we were living there in Lingalong again. And he was probably gone for two or three days. I don't remember where he was working or what he actually was doing, but probably at a sawmill or cutting timber or doing something. But It started to rain that night. He was supposed to come home, probably a Friday night. And it was thundering and lightning, and he had a creek to cross. So my mom was to work, wondering if he could get home all right. But he finally made it home. I don't know if Edith and I had gone to bed or not, but he